Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Fiorentini. Francesca Fiorentini.
Hello. Hey.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. We got a chance to work with you at Sketchfest. You performed on a show that we did, I think, at Café de Nord. Was that what it was?
And you were awesome.
2 years ago?
2 years ago.
And you were great. And we said, when you're in LA, let's have you on the podcast. And here we are.
And then I've been DMing ever since. Just like, please, guys, please.
No, I think we were going back and forth and tried to get you in on another time, but you weren't around. But you're here. We're happy to have you. The world is still dumb, thankfully.
So dumb. So much dumber.
Do you think it's getting dumber?
Yeah, but that's just because like I focus on politics, which I know we will not talk about.
We don't really get political, but you know what? It's like political adjacent because there's dumb everywhere in politics, as we know, as people try and, you know, speak only to their constituents.
It's trickle down dumb is what I think.
Senator said yesterday, if the evidence is so overwhelming, why do we need witnesses?
And it's just dumb.
Hold on. Do you not understand how any trial works? No, and you're a senator.
It's dumb.
It's so dumb.
They're dumb. Well, they're speaking to, they're trying to dumb it. This is what we're saying. If you want to like actually extrapolate it out to the world, is that they're speaking to the dumbest faction that exists out there.
So we're comedians, right? And when we stand on stage, we always try to say, hey, where are we aiming? We're shooting for the smart corners of this room if we can, right? I mean, that's what we're trying to do.
They're always in the corners.
In the corners, right. If you don't get it, then I'm sorry, but we're not going to slow it down and explain it for you. I'm not saying we're the smartest comedians on earth. I'm just saying, like, if we have references or things in there, we're not going to pull those out because we think,
there's an impeachment going on, if you don't know. I think that's what we're referring to right now, just in case. But I love it because, to me, it feels like I was trying, like, what is this analogous to? And I feel like it's like I'm watching a school play. Mm-hmm. Of like third graders enact what an impeachment is.
Looks like.
You know? And like we're all there with the iPads, like, don't fuck it up, don't fuck it up, go.
Yeah. That's it. It does feel
parents.
And who's that for? That's for the lowest.
It's for the little brothers and sisters who don't really understand what's going on.
That's
all right. Dan, let's get
to
it.
So we get dumb stories sent to us. We're going to try and understand
dumb behavior.
We don't even point out and say that's dumb. We say, why is that dumb?
Right.
So here we go.
Sent in by Joseph Gaccione.
Hey.
How would you see it? Gaccione.
Fiorentini. How would you say it?
Gacci.
The CC is ch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaccione.
So Gaccione.
But actually, it's Gaccione or Gaccione?
It's Gaccione. Because I should have kept reading. It's at Gaccione. So Gaccione.
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 I've been there.
You've been there. Fiorentini is kind of.
I love this story. Christmas went up in flames for a family in Texas after a boy decided to use a magnifying glass for something other than reading.
Jerking off?
Yes.
No, I don't know. He's looking at...
interior designer Nissa Lynn Parson shared on Facebook how her family's Christmas day was, quote, memorable to say the least, after her son used the magnifying glass he received as a present to try and light things on fire.
Of all, like... Like, just imagine what's going through. This kid's already lit, like, all
so
the things, on,
things
fire.
On fire. Yeah. Yes.
Right? And I was like, all right, we can't give him anything to, like, nothing with batteries.
We can't take trips to national parks.
Right.
Like, we can't go anywhere with this guy.
Right.
He's a pyromaniac. Mm-hmm. So we have children, Randy and I do, and we know that in order for someone to light something on fire or multiple things on fire, you have to really not be paying attention to that kid, right? You need some time.
Right.
Because like, it's not like immediately when the sun goes through the thing, you're starting a fire.
But when you guys were little, did you have the wood burning kit?
No.
Mm-mm. No, is that the...
I had the two rocks. You just sit there for an hour.
Did you start a fire with two rocks?
No, but I definitely singed the fuck out of some ants. Like,
yeah. with a magnifying glass.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, I used to, at the cabin, I would do it too. And I would like burn like styrofoam cups. I'd be like, oh, it's melting.
Well, that's dangerous. Yes.
Then you're
less sadistic. No. But
no. Oh, for sure. Yeah, you were hurting animals.
I was.
He was really hurting, make a statement about what.
Dan was hurting the ozone layer.
Yes, yeah. But back then, we didn't care.
No,
you were hurting. She was hurting pests, and you were hurting all of us, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Did you call it the wood burning kit?
No, no, no. What I asked you was there was a toy. Remember, it was like for kids, and it would be like you could, it was like a little soldering pen.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? I was just thinking about, Dan, we gave a kid a magnifying glass. What do you,
was this like Jax?
This is like,
this is like predates
Jax
me.
Was like,
this
my
is like
little
a gift
welder,
from the 60s.
My little welder.
There was like a gift. This was like a toy for kids in the 60s where it was like a little wood burning thing. And it was like the hottest thing in the world. You guys don't remember.
I don't remember those.
Do you remember how they had like the My Chemistry set for kids?
And
it literally had like
yes.
chemicals in it that were like you could really
you could
harm
die.
Yourself.
I wanted one so bad.
Yeah. She just wanted to like, just wanted to pour one thing into another thing and watch it bubble over.
Yeah. And then you open it up and now you're working for Monsanto.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
Listen, it's a solid career.
It is a solid career.
Caden, you're already.
I don't like the kid.
Oh. Caden.
So with a what? With a C or a K?
C-A-D-E-N.
C-A-D-E-N. Y-D-E-N.
No! Caden, Jaden, Braylon, Braden.
That's so Kalian. That's some Texas shit.
Kalian. Shaley. Kalian. Kalian. Shaley.
Speaking of Texas, we've all watched Cheer.
I've started watching it.
It's so I finished it.
Do you like
3
it?
Days after
Do you
it came
know what
out.
Cheer is on Netflix?
No.
Okay,
oh,
it's
come
about
on.
It's about
Jerry?
Navarro Jerry.
Jerry.
Wait, is it about like actually like a squad?
Come
a squad?
On, come on ladies. Come on ladies.
You said
it is a cheer. It is about
it's
a,
from The Last Chance You people.
It's same from the
people
same people who did Last Chance You,
and they're doing
amazing.
It about cheerleading about high level at this
competitive
really
cheerleading. God. So when you watch on ESPN, they do like the Orlando, Florida, the cheerleading competition. It is like super high level how they get up on the pyramids and the tumbling and all that stuff and the syncope. It is dance, gymnastics, and I guess you could say cheer. The cheer is such a small part of it, but it is like a...
Also maybe make like $35,000
oh, no.
a year at some
JUCO
point,
kids.
You know?
JUCO kids.
There's no, I mean, they don't...
Yeah, I mean,
they don't
maybe,
even do... Like the Dallas cheerleaders don't even do what these
But maybe
kids
they
are
could
doing.
Be like... If you did that and you were at Navarro College, which has won 13 championships, which is the college they follow,
you could become.
Is this like a Japanese cheer or is it just like a special cheer? I don't know. I'm like anything that's like more.
No, this is like college, junior college cheer thing. It's like Bring It On if Bring It On was, you know, like, you know,
I gotta watch this.
Baskets and pyramids. It's so good.
It is so good. And like, it's just young people trying to.
What's crazy is they. So what they do is the cheerleaders, if you get two people to join the cheerleaders and then they get two more people.
You're saying it's a pyramid scheme.
I do.
Okay, fine.
You said Kalian.
So I'm like.
And I just feel like, what if aliens from outer space came down? I was like, it's not alien,
it's Kalian.
Redneck aliens?
We'd be like, oh, we can take
you.
Ever,
hey, Kalian, get down here and do an anal probe. You hear me, Kalian?
If you've ever used a plastic spoon for an anal probe,
get
you
your
might
sister,
be a redneck
get
alien.
Your sister Braylian, and you take care of this guy. He's out. We took him off a tractor.
Caden asked for a magnifying glass for Christmas. Nissa Lynn Parson said in a video posted to Facebook.
By the way,
Inception.
He's already knows what's
no,
happening.
No. By the way. I like that he asked for a magnifying glass.
Well,
I like that he
well,
asked for
he knew
old,
what he wanted to do
quote,
with it.
We thought, oh, he wants to magnify something. No, he wanted to see if he can make fire with it.
Dan,
he
wants
sense, to. He did want to magnify something. He wanted to magnify how little
his parents,
parental
exactly.
involvement they have in his life.
But I like for that moment, they were like, we always knew he was going to get into science.
He's so scientific.
You know, when you just have to, like, how much do we really know about things up close?
Yeah,
right.
He's. I mean, we have a far away look at it, but
we
even bought him a lab
big.
Coat, which he lit on fire.
The only person who wants a magnifying glass to look at something are your elderly parents for a menus.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. That's who the magnifying market is for, people in restaurants.
My son, my kids now would probably hold up a magnifying glass and do this to it.
What is that?
To try and,
make it look like zoom?
No, the only thing I use a magnifying glass, there's two uses, which was burning ants and doing the whole, holding it away from your mouth and making the big mouth face.
Yes. Which now
that,
there's a
which
filter
was like
for.
An Ace Ventura thing, right?
Or a funhouse mirror. effect.
Yeah. Naked Gun, fun, yeah. Right. Yeah. Funhouse mirror, all that.
Ace Ventura, I think. Yeah.
It has, so magnifying glass has two uses. Tomfoolery and murder of animals. Right. Okay, good.
Animal murder.
Caden's father, Craden, I'm just joking. Justin Parson told Fox 4, that's who gave us this, by the way,
thank you,
that on Christmas morning when his son opened the magnifying glass, he reacted with, yay, magnifying glass. I don't know what that has to do with the
this
story.
Kid is 15.
Thank you for putting that in the article.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other son in the background said, yay, now we can light stuff on fire.
All right.
By the way,
so now they're admitting it before they do it.
Remember how they were so surprised?
Here are these two kids when they're 28 and 29. Okay, we're going to go rob that bank, y'all.
Right.
Yay. We're going to do it right now.
And we were like,
with
oh,
a magnifying
dear.
Glass, yeah. obviously. Yeah, yeah. They're going to
burn a hole through a vault. Uh-huh. It has to be sunny out.
Mm-hmm.
How is that not a super villain?
But that's a typical elder brother thing to do also, is to convince the younger child to get something that really is about their own plot.
Oh, so you think the one in the background is the older?
For sure.
Yes, and he's the puppet master, and this guy's the puppet.
All right.
Fine.
Caden's shut up, Caden.
How old do you think Caden is? At what age is a kid saying,
yay, magnifying glass? You're our guest. You can go
four.
Four.
Jay?
This kid's six.
Six.
This kid is eight.
Eight. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll find out how old Caden is.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show, and I hope you're having a happy Friday. We are so happy that our guest is here. I would say she's a fantastic follow on the old Instagrams. You want to
put a lot of good, fun videos on there. What's your handle so people can follow?
At Franny Fio, FranniFio. My name's very long.
It is very long.
It happens. There's great videos on there. I was talking earlier before we got on the air about the video you did where you ask a softball question, then a hardball question.
Yeah.
Was it at a movie premiere or a TV show?
That was at Sundance a few years ago at a movie premiere, which was fun because I worked for AJ Plus, Al Jazeera Media Network, and no one had heard of us then, and not really now either. And so we were like, when you went on the press line, you're freezing cold, you're outside, and they're like, is the blog Hello Giggles here? And they come out and call, like, and I was the last person there,
Hello
like, come on. Like, Hello Giggles was above Al Jazeera Media Network, and that makes sense.
And then you would go up and you would ask like a straight regular question, a softball.
Yes.
And then Nicole Kidman answered that, and then you tried to ask one semi-real question about, was it politics or what?
It was about a climate summit and the coral reef bleaching in Australia, and she was like, I've got to go.
And then they pushed her away. Like, the quickness
the second
with which
coral bleaching came up, like four people were like, "All right, let's get her."
She would have answered like, "Do you bleach your asshole?"
That's what I was gonna say. If it was anal bleaching,
she would have answered that question. She can do this one, and then we gotta go. But the second it's coral bleaching, get her out of there.
Chris Pine had nothing to say about Black Lives Matter. I remember that.
Ooh, that's crazy.
He said that I have got nothing to say about that. And Chiwetel Ejiofor,
couldn't he just say, "Yeah, they do."
Great. Yeah, they do. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, or, my God. Yes.
I support any.
Unbelievable cause.
I support any and all groups that are seeking to help diversity and promote
health and life.
He was like,
health and life and that stuff.
I'm Chris Pine. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodbye.
Yeah. And that's what
Chiwetel Ejiofor was really smart. He was like, that's a massive question. I was like, what's the line between exploitation and sovereignty when it comes to oil in Nigeria? he knows all about it too.
I love that you always lead with the softball, right?
Yes.
You always lead with the softball. So
now they're in this conversation. Like, okay,
they've been through a whole line. They're not ready to answer it. And you know, you're just like, I'm sure you present the softball in such a sweet way that like, here comes this, just, I'm going to come down the pike with just a great other one.
You know how hard it is to come up with softball questions? Like, we all watch those interviews and you guys have done those interviews. Like,
yes. Who are you wearing?
You rack your brain for like the lightest thing.
It's the setup.
How fun is it to work with your friends on a project? Like, that's where you have to make it. You have to put it right there. Like,
I said, how do you do an Australian accent? You know,
great.
Like,
great
tell me
softball.
How to do it. Yeah, great softball.
And why are we putting kids in cages? Like that. It's like, right on the heels of that.
Because you want to catch them in a moment where they try and start to answer.
Well, let me just say this, because that's a good jumping back point into the story. If there was one kid that I would want to see put into a cage, it would
it's Caden.
It'd be Caden. Caden. The why in Caden is why are you doing
why
this?
Are you allowing this kid
why
to have a magnifying
are you doing
glass?
This, you dummy? Mm-hmm. So let's get back into it, Dan.
Okay.
How old is he?
Well, as we said last, he said, yay, a magnifying glass. And
you said
the other
four.
Son yelled, yay, now we can light stuff on fire. Mm-hmm. Caden is, well, let's run it back.
Four, six, eight.
Okay. Come on, townies, because one of you is probably going to say this right. Caden is 12 years old.
What?
Yeah. It's a lot of fires.
He's a year older than my son.
God.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah. On a sunny Christmas day in Texas, the 12-year-old and his two brothers went out to the driveway and burned a couple of holes in some newspaper. Mm-hmm. But after one of them dropped the now burning paper, the blaze ended up spreading to the front yard of their home in the Dallas suburb of McKinney.
Nope. Jesus.
Everything was under control until, that's what you say to a fireman or a police officer.
Everything was under control until the parents decided to have children.
I mean, the paper burned all the way through. I don't know what the problem was.
Everything was under
fire did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, right. Fire just was being fire.
It was being fire.
Meanwhile,
everything
somebody
was in
is
order.
On Naked and Afraid being like, please, fire. Please. Please get
a little
fire.
Bit of fire. This asshole with a magnifying.
Caden's over here like, you suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything was under control until the boys came running into the house. Also, everything isn't under control if your kids are outside setting things on fire.
No.
You just think everything's under control. It was not under control before they came and told you what was happening. Everything was under control until the boys came running into the house telling us that a corner of the lawn was on fire and the Christmas lights were melting.
I mean, well,
Christmas
a corner of the lawn. There is the whole front lawn.
The whole
is
lawn is ablaze.
Dad, a corner.
A tiny corner.
A part of the earth is on fire.
Caden.
It's really like a square foot. Yeah.
Right.
Meanwhile, it's like the whole
neighborhood.
But
here's the thing. How much? A
Mom,
quarter.
Caden,
don't look.
They all were saying the other kid's name.
Yeah.
Braylon started.
Whoa.
Shylin.
Yeah.
Caden dropped the.
Caden did the.
Mom, Merry Christmas. Don't be mad, okay?
A corner of a piece.
A tiny corner of the
yard.
I was thinking we should get some new Christmas lights, you know, for next year.
That's the giveaway. When they're saying it's a corner, but then you're like, is that it? The Christmas lights are melting. Like, there's no way that's a corner. If you've melted things on the house.
Is that it? The Christmas lights. Get out there right away.
The Christmas lights are melting.
Mom, remember the Branch Davidians? That's happening on our front lawn.
You think the dad used it as a teaching lesson? Like, how much of the lawn is actually on fire right now? We talked about a half, a quarter. Is it a...
And if the lawn is the square footage of the front lawn
sixth?
Is 20, See,
look, he's into science.
Nisalyn said, Justin and I rushed outside to see the entire front lawn turning black.
Yes.
Fire quickly spread, generating a cloud of smoke within minutes that one of the couple's sons said was as high as a tree. Look at this photograph.
Could have said
it was a tree.
Was as high as Woody Harrelson at Burning Man.
I know. Look at Christmas morning in this. This is their yard.
Oh, this
and
is
their
staged.
House. And they're all wearing, we have matching Christmas morning pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
This Imagine is like, the neighbor be like, honey, the Parsons are up to some sort of Christmas morning ritual.
This is the real thing. Like, it's not about matching pajamas and pumpkin spice and everyone smiling and all that BS.
Burning your front lawn down.
It's burning the front lawn down and everyone running around. I mean, I wish their pants actually just caught on fire. And then that's Christmas.
Hey, Dale, I think the Parsons are sacrificing a goat.
That's scorched earth, bros.
Family members rushed to get buckets of water and blankets to smother the flames while also turning the sprinklers on to prevent the flames from spreading to their neighbor's home.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine at one point, either the husband or the wife, one of them looked at the other one and said, we are not hosting next year.
Exactly.
What a sight to see. A bunch of people running around crazy trying to put a front lawn fire out while wearing matching Christmas jammies.
I mean, that is a sight to see.
The blaze ended up scorching the front yard of the family home, in addition to destroying some of the Christmas lights out front. The family, however, is grateful that no major damage or injuries resulted from the blaze.
Yay, a magnifying glass.
I'm getting no one helped. They were just like...
No, the family all came running outside, but that was it.
No neighbors.
No neighbors is what I mean.
Hell no.
That's your not in my front yard. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You made your bed, lie in it.
Nissa Lynn Parsons said the accident... After the incident on Christmas Day, the magnifying glass is now going to be strictly used in non-flammable situations, a.k.a. your kids don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to keep it?
But you're taking away the fire fun? The kids are like,
why would I even have a magnifying glass?
It's going to sit on a shelf.
My favorite thing about this, and this cannot go unstated, is that at the very beginning, this woman was introduced as an interior designer. For what purpose?
Well, she's not, I mean,
get it in there, make sure they know.
She doesn't do exteriors. No. Yeah. She knows how to burn down an
exterior. She's just going to wallpaper the lawn at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're going to put a few throw pillows on the lawn.
It's an open concept.
quote, no burning like in it is in house. I want it only for reading or words, she told Fox 4, adding that her son now...
You put that on words.
Now
that's all you put that on. You
know, ants or words.
Hey, you know what you can get your kids instead of a magnifying glass to get? Glasses. Glasses.
Yeah.
To read words.
Or books.
Readers.
Her son now has some hard work of his own ahead, she said. Quote, they will definitely have yard work to do once spring comes. I'd burn the yard again.
Yeah, exactly.
It appears Caden also learned a valuable lesson after the incident. Quote, this is from Caden, I shouldn't start any more fires.
I'm glad he learned his lesson.
Merry Christmas.
Caden is a very basic dude.
Caden's going to start more fires.
Absolutely. I was going to say Caden is a prodigy. And by prodigy, I mean the guy who sang the song, I Am the Fire Star.
That's right.
That's our story, friends.
There you go.
There it is.
A fire starting kid. You don't get your kid. There are certain gifts you don't get your kids unless they can handle them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we learned out of this story. Yep. Know your kid.
Get him glasses. Next year, don't give them another, because I feel like he's going to get another magnifying glass.
What do you want for Christmas, Caden? A lighter?
No.
For what?
You know, stuff.
Reading.
Hold it.
Reading.
Words.
To hurt.
To start fire.
To hold it.
To start fire.
To hold it. To hold it.
To hold it.
I'll just be in the corner over here.
The corner of the lawn that used to exist.
What do you want? Gunpowder? For what?
Why? To hold it.
To shape it. You're going to... Use it to blow things up?
No. Just gonna use it in the corner of the lawn. There you go. That's the story.
Glad you have girls.
Yeah, very, very. He's got a boy, but he knows a little bit.
He knows not to do that.
All right, there you go. That's a Friday episode of Mini Episode. Thank you so much for being on the show with us again. Tell people how they can follow you on Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter, Franifio. Franifio, however you want to pronounce
it. Franifio. Francesca, thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Brands Audio, a podcast network.